anybody ever have a really wild sort of reception after a wedding? A lot of excitement?
Not any of our close neighbors or anything like that. You know, back in the 30s and the 20s and all that, they didn't, well, in small communities especially, they didn't have things like that. They used to give them a household shower or something like that, you know. I know they did me, and back then, things like, it was nice because young folks starting out, they didn't have it good like they do today. They wasn't under the mobile homes that you could get, and if they had it been, people didn't make enough to buy them. Now they've got it made, they can buy their mobile homes and they're already furnished, and so it wasn't that easy with us. They usually give a young couple a share, and they'd get some useful things, but a lot was things that they could really have made out of that, needed something else worse.
If a boy was beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, what would you say to that they were doing? Older words for when a fellow was interested in a girl?
Well, what we used back then, they'd say, well, he's really stuck on her. But I heard my mother, now I didn't know what they was going to say. Of course, I was 18, there wouldn't been nothing they could have done. But I didn't know what they was going to say because I was a baby girl. And Cliff, I married before she did. But I heard my mother talking to her one morning. I was out from work that morning. That was on Monday before I got married the next Saturday. And I heard her tell Cliff, well, I said, she's old enough to know what she's doing. So I knew then that she wasn't going to say nothing. But after we married, she was sitting on the front porch, and Joe come over there to get me. And he said that he never had been no nerviser. Said that he didn't know what she was going to say to him, but she didn't say nothing. She just spoke to him. And, but I knew, you know, back then, if parents raised a fuss about them marrying, they run away. And I knew that's what I was going to do. But they always liked Joe. They just accept him as one of the family and always thought a lot of him.
Did he come to the house often?
Well, yeah. We didn't have no dates through the week except on Wednesday night if we went to prayer meeting. He'd come and get me. But on Saturday night, now I had a lot of trouble with my brother younger than me because he just thought the world of Joe, and they butted together a lot before we went to date. And of course, when I was 14 years old, I'd tell my mother that I was going to marry him, and she'd laugh at me. She'd say, you don't know what love is. You don't know what you're talking about. But I knew, Kathy, I knew from the start that Joe was the one for me. And my brother would get him to break a date every time he could. And I know I'd just burn up. I'd get so mad. I'd maybe get ready for Joe and be looking for him. And the next thing I know, now, we was teenagers then, I'd see him and my brother go up the road in the car. And Lord, I'd just burn up. But, and he'd tell me, he'd say, you don't want to date him. He dates other girls. And he'd just tell me everything, you know, trying to get us to break up. But I won the battle.